You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. We'll stay in San Francisco for this next story. Chinatown's political powerhouse Rose Pak passed away 3 years ago, but that hasn't stopped her from causing controversy. The San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency just named the new Muni station in Chinatown after her. KALW's Jocelyn Tabankai brings us into the controversy behind this decision.
The SFMTA meeting in August, where the Chinatown Rose Pak station name was affirmed, lasted over 8 hours. That was after months of long meetings debating whether or not the new station on Stockton Street should bear Rose Pak's name. To give you a feel of the debate, here's a Pak supporter speaking.
I'm a part of a movement of young women of color who are being politically active because of Rose Pak. Everybody here knows who Martin Luther King is, who Cesar Chavez is. Rose Pak is our leader, our person who made our community possible and without whom housing development would have run us out of town. There would be no hospital, no subway without her contribution and her sacrifices.
And here's a Chinatown resident arguing against naming the station after Pak.
She's too controversial. The people who liked her were her friends, even though she was a bit bully. We will be extremely sad and offended to see her name associated with the Chinatown Central subway station. We try to forget about her and past. Please don't bring back the disturbing memory while we take subway or walk by the station. So, no Rose Pak.
No Rose Pak.
To understand why the name of a Muni station could cause so much trouble, you need to understand Rose Pak. She was born in China in 1948 and immigrated to San Francisco at the age of 16. From the 70s until she died in 2016, she lobbied nonstop in San Francisco and Chinatown politics. And she had no problem offending people in the process. Here's Pak at the Chinese New Year Parade in 2012, roasting District Attorney George Gascon.
Under the DA's crotch. Okay. Yeah. And then we also have the sheriff coming. So I really like to light the firecrackers under them.
At the time, the DA was investigating alleged shady dealings in the Pak-controlled campaign for former Mayor Ed Lee. The DA eventually dropped the case, citing insufficient evidence. She certainly had a thing for explosive comments. Here's another one from an interview on KQED.
You know, I call him Taliban because he sabotaged and blocked, you know, a lot of projects and community projects, I call it, in our neighborhood. And then he had the audacity to show up at one of them.
From this comment, you might think that Supervisor Aaron Peskin did something really bad, but Pak called him out for opposing a parking lot development she supported. Ironically, over the years, Pak would get on Supervisor Peskin's good side, so much so that he's actually the one who proposed the Chinatown Rose Pak station name. So despite her fiery tongue, or maybe because of it, she succeeded in things like fundraising for political campaigns and developing this new Muni line leading to Chinatown.
Rose never stabbed anyone in the back. She stabbed him in the front.
This is Malcolm Young, the Deputy Director of Programs at Chinatown Community Development Fund.
You knew she was coming, and she never hid it. And I think that's a genuine form of leadership. Rose formed a unique political alliance that I'm not sure exists anywhere else.
Young met Pak over 10 years ago and remembers her as a community hero.
And it was an alliance between merchants and tenants. And, you know, that alliance and relationship has really held, you know, since 1987. And it's held through the common goal of making sure that Chinatown remains a vibrant immigrant gateway. And to me, that's Rose's most significant legacy.
One of her first successful undertakings was in the 1970s. Chinese Hospital, which serves many low-income and monolingual speakers, almost closed because of building safety regulations. For 3 years, she lobbied and fundraised to keep its doors open until finally Chinese Hospital was able to relocate to a new facility. In the 1980s, she gained a reputation for stopping gentrification. Throughout it all, Pak got really good at raising money and getting politicians to listen to her. Pak also dodged several lawsuits and investigations during her lifetime, including a 2001 FBI probe for affordable housing fraud. Many who oppose her still suspect her of corruption. I spoke with Pius Lee, chair of the Chinatown Neighborhood Association, who did not want the station to be named after her.
She did everything behind the scene, and she wanted to control everything by herself. I told all supporters she wanted to give back to the community.
He says she often went rogue. Pak worked constantly on projects of her choosing. She didn't like any official spotlight on herself unless it was on her own terms. Pak herself said she got too much credit for the station. Fast forward to 2019. Hundreds of Chinese Americans pour out to voice concerns at the SFMTA meetings. Some wait all day to speak. In August, as I sit through hours of heated testimony, it seems like the SFMTA board members are trying to feign interest, but as Pius Lee told me that day, it's clear they've already decided. After listening to all arguments, I'm still stuck asking myself, was she a community advocate or a neighborhood bully? A little of both?
Director Torres.
Aye.
Torres, aye. Director Rubke.
Nay.
Finally, Director, the board votes.
Aye, Mr. Chair. Directors, the ayes have it.
Hear, hear. Thank you very much.
But the controversy over Rose Pak and her legacy continues. Opponents of the station's name say they will put it up to a ballot measure next. But for now, the Chinatown Rose Pak station is set to open in 2020. For Cross Currents, I'm Jocelyn Tabankai in San Francisco.
Jocelyn reported that story as part of KALW's Summer Journalism Training Program.